ويان باب هي مدعبت. I would like to start again from the member of Rabbi, the Dabaini, there is one or other I don't understand. So let us start. Rabbi Omar Koshe Lemasoitna. But that's what the Mishnah says, that Mimnesha Nafach Koshe Kimasoi. So L'chayru Rabbi had a different gear, so Mimnesha Nafach Koshe Lemasoi. Tikla ki tikla. If you, there was a person, Vaseicha Achamer for Chitim, and he put on Soirim, so if Tikla, ki Tikla, then if the Soirim will weigh the same amount as the Chitim, V'navche Avitoisvis, and now there's extra volume, so this Haisofe is the Sibbe that brought about the Kilkul in the Chamer. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Lahavi Lesech Chitim, Behavi Lesech Sairim Potter. If the Schiris was that he's going to use the Chamer to bring a Lesech Chitim, which is a Lesech is 15 so 90 tabin. So he hired the Chamer to bring a Lesech Chitim. Behavi Lesech Sairim Potter. He brought a Lesech Sairim is Potter, because a Lesech Sairim weighs less than a Lesech of Chitim. Vim Hoisef Al Masoi. But if he was Moisef, Chayek, my love, Shloisha Kabit. But it was Moisef, Shloisha Kabit. So now if he was Moisef, Shloisha Kabit. So, Lemaise Zazoi, the weight of Soirim, 16 saw of Soirim weigh as much as 15 saw of Chitim. A Lesech is 15 so. Now, so if he was Moisef 3 Kabin, that means it was a Lesech of Sairim plus 3 Kabin. So it comes out that the weight that he put on the Chamer was less than a Lesech of Chitim, because it's... So according to Abaye said that Navcha Kitikla, that the volume is equivalent to the weight. So if you have a Lesech of Sairim, even though the Lesech of Sairim weighs less than the Lesech of Chitim, but Navcha Kitikla, so you have a Lesech of Sairim, which is equivalent to a Lesech of Chitim, even though it weighs less. And then you are Moisef 3 Kabin, so you're Chayim. So, but according to Rabbi says that you have to have the same amount of weight, and then you have to have a Yisofe of Nafach. So, the Moisef HaMasoi Chayim, my love, Shloisha Kabin, Loisa. No, the Mishnah means, if you're Moisef, you're Chayev, if there was an extra saw, there was 16 saw. So 16 saw of Soirim weigh the same amount of 15 saw of Chitim, and you have an extra volume, so the Navcha is a Taisvis on the Masoi, then you're Chayev. Let us see the Lashon of Rashi. Tikla ki tikla. Ein echayiv atche yishve koivet asoirim le koivet achitim. You only chayiv if you have an equal weight. The lehevin nafoch zeh toisvis. So now, 16 saw of Sa'irim weigh the same amount of 15 saw of Chitim, and you have an extra, you have the volume, you have a saw that is, the saw extra in volume, so then you have Avol Nafach Shove, but if you have the same Nafach, Umishkel Chosa, that means you'll have the same volume, Umishkel Chosa, Lemrinin Nafach Hashova Harehu Kimishkel. We don't say the way Abaye said that since the you have a Lesech of Soirim, which is the same volume of a Lesech of Chitim, V'lechayiv v'tois v'shal shloishes kabim, d'koshe lemasui t'nan, v'lechoshe kemasui. That nafoch is if you have the same masui, and you have a yisrein of nafoch, that will be mekalkul. Maylav shloishe kabim, so it said, v'im hoisev al masui chayiv was moisev shloishe kabim, loiso, no, it means it was moisev aso, v'hochi koma. Lahavi lesech chitim. If he made up with the masker to bring a lesech of chitim, vehevi lesech soirim, and he brought a lesech of soirim, potah, so he's potah. Va'af al pi sheshino, even though he was mishane, he said he's going to bring chitim, sherei shino lahokul. This is a shinil hokel because a lesach of soirim weighs less than a lesach of chitim. Vim hoisif ad kedei mishkal hachitim, but if he was moisif till it weighs as much as the weight of chitim, that means 16 saw of soirim weigh the same amount of 15 saw of chitim, chayiv, mishum tois v'sanafach, so you have an equivalent weight, and then you have a volume of a extra saw, so then you're chayev. So Bekitza, according to Rove, in order to be chayev, you have to have a weight of a lesser of chitim plus an extra nafach, which is, that comes out if you have 16 saw of soirim, 16 psof soirim, so you have an equivalent weight of a lesach of chitim plus a nafach of a sof. Frechte gemore, well, how could you say that you're only chayiv if he put on 16 psof of soirim? Alok toni bekama yosef almasoi v'yechayiv. We learned further in the Mishnah, how much does he have to be Meisah to be Chayv? Sumchusayim Mishim Rameya, so legamol, shloi shekabim lechamir. So it says, in the Mishnah clearly, if you're Meisah shloi shekabim, you're Chayv. So it would seem from the Mishnah, that if he put on a lesach of Sa'irim, 15 so of Sa'irim, plus 3 kabim, he's Chayv. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is speaking about another case. Hachikoma, heiche deloi shoni. The Seif is speaking about a different case in Gansom. He was not Mishane. Chitim, they made up that he hired a chamoyer to carry a lesser of chitim. Behevi chitim, seirim, behevi seirim. There was no shini whatsoever. Kama Yosef Almasoi Vehechayik, Sumchasayim Mishim Rameya, So Legomo Shloisha Kabin Lachamel. So what does Rashi say? Hochi Kama, Umili Mili Ktoni, Kama Yosef Lav Allahovi Chitim Vehebi Soirim Koi. So I learned over this Gemara, and I had a tremendous problem on this Gemara, which Ludavoini, I didn't see anyone should be ma'ir of this. The Ramban brings down the maximum amount that a chamer can carry is a lesach of chit. That is the maximum amount. And if you're moisef, let's talk about chit. And it was moisef 3 kabin, three carbon, now what, three carbon we'll see later, there's a ratio. This is a 30th of 90. There's 90 carbon in Elasef, and if it's Mesef, three carbon, so that is Mazik the Hamad. Zuk the Ramban, what will be if a person made up to carry a chatzi lesach, and he was meisef three carbon, the behem and the chamer died, he was mishane. So it's gonish mitgonish, because the whole din that the mishnah was of the chadish, we're gonna have further in the gemara, there are certain weights that a chamer can carry. This is the maximum weight. If you're meisef on this weight, I attribute the misa because you were misa and the maximum weight that a chamer can carry. If he made up to carry a chatzi lesach and you were misa, you're not allowed to do that. But if it died, you're not mechuyev to pay because I have no right to attribute that it died because I added three carbon. Three carbon, he wasn't allowed to add three carbon, but the Mishnah is telling us he only attributes a misa to if he was moisev on the maximum amount that a chamer can carry. But so now I don't begin to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says the sefer is speaking about he wasn't mishane, right? He wasn't mishane. So chitim behavi chitim. So how much do you have to be moisev in order to be chay? Three carbon. That's pshat. The Mishnah. Fine. Soirin, behavi soirin. Gemara says the Sefer speaking about soirin, behavi soirin. So I don't begin to understand. Soirin, behavi soirin. The maximum weight is a lesach of chitim. So there's no din, shloish carbon by soirin. You have to be meisef six carbon or so. So I don't understand how the Gemara says the Sefer is not speaking about his Mishana. Fine, he's not Mishana. But what was the case? What was the case? If he was, according to Rabbi, if he told them to bring a lesach of Soirim, so he's not chayiv till he brings another saw. So finish. So what's the case? What's the case that you're chayiv on three carbon? Where's the case by Soirim? You chayiv on three carbon. There's no such thing of three carbon. A lesach of Soirim and three carbon it doesn't weigh like a lesach of chitim, say a potter. So I don't understand the Gemara. Let's go further. I don't understand what the case is by Soirim. Toshma. Lahavi lesach chitim. We learned about Isa. He made up to bring a lesser chitim, the heavy, and he brought sheish esrei soirim. He brought 16 saw of soirim. Chayiv. Oh, this is Rabbi. This is Mamish Rabbi. Rabbi says you only chayiv by soirim if it has the weight of a lesser of chitim, which is 16 saw of soirim, and then you have the nafach of next saw. Hoshloishes kabim potter. If it wouldn't be sheish esrei soirim, it would be 15 and a half. That means 15 saw and a half a saw. 15 saw and three kabim. Hoshloishes kabim potter. So takasha and abaye. Tirgimo abaye b'mechikta. So abaye said that this barais is speaking about mechikta. Now what does mechikta mean? So we'll see Rashi and Taisvis. So Rashi, Sheish Esrei Taisviso. It says Yochayev, if he, Sheish Esrei Taisviso, he added a saw of Soilim. Lahashvoison Lamasa Yachitim. Now it weighs the same amount of a lesser of Chitim. Chayev Bishvil Hanapach. So he's Chayev now of the Napach. So, Sarayah to love it. Hoshloisha carbon. If it wouldn't be Moisef six carbon, he'd be Moisef three carbon. Potter. כדרוב. כדגמור סבאיה אנסד במחיקתה. Speaking about מחיקתה. Now what does this mean? אני שמעתי סעירים שהסליו. Speaking, מחיקתה means wormy סעירים. Now, wormy soirim are light. That means the worms took out a lot of the content of the soirim and the light. V'chein pirish b'tshuvas ha-goinim. Avol didi koshali. So Rashi, if I don't understand it, mali hisliyu. Mali lo hisli. What's the difference if there was wormy? No, or wasn't wormy. V're yesh kan napoch. Shalesach. You have the volume of a lesach. Ushloishes kabin. And you have three kabin. Uktoni ipoto. Ulabaye nafach kemasoi. Rashi doesn't understand. What's the terem? Abaye said nafach kemasoi. Abaye said if you have a lesach of soirim plus three kabin, even though a lesach of soirim weighs less than the lesach of chitim, but Abaye said nafach kemasui. So a lesach of soirim is equivalent to a lesach of chitim, even though it weighs less, because nafach kemasui, and if you have three kabin more, you chay. That's what Abaye said. So Memele, so what did Abaye say? Here, if there's three kabin, you're potter because it's wormy. So what if it's wormy? But you have a volume of a lesach of soirim. And nafach kemasui in yeret rikabim. So Rashi says, "Vayesh kan nafach shalesach ushloisha kam uktoni pota ulabai nafach kemasui." The halavit liyunami. So Rashi says, "I feel it wouldn't be wormy." Soirim kalamei. Soirim weighs less than chitim. But Abaye said, so weighs less, that's irrelevant. But Navcha Ketikler, Abaye said, so the volume is detrimental to the Chamoyer, just like the weight is detrimental. So if you have a lesser Chamsoyrim, it weighs less than a lesser, but you have a volume of a lesser Chamsoyrim. So that is detrimental to the chamoyer. If you'll add on three kabim, it'll be masik the chamoyer. So memela, so if you have, you don't have soirim, which you have lighter soirim. You have soirim sheisliv. So Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Before we go to see Rashi's pshat, let's see Taisus. Tirgime Abaye b'mechikte. Maashe hikshe bekuntres lepichuvas agoinim nire delav pirchi. So Taisha says it's no kash. Techi im hisne imay lohoylech barzol oyavonim. If he made a tnai to be moylech barzol oyavonim bohoylech subim oynoitzen he carries feathers ochenami dim yosef yeichayik. So Taisvis is unclear. So let us see the Maram. There's a Maram on this Taisvis. And the Maram says Pshat and Taisvis. The Maram says, look, the Maram, Uma Shehiksha Rashi, Dolavi Tliyu Nami Seirim Kalamai. That was Rashi's kasha. So chloime desfile la taita. The Maram is daf pei amid beis. E omashik she Rashi do lav ikliu nami dav ikli nami seirim kalmi. So chloime desfile la taisvis. Dishani seirim the yeshlam gam kein mishkol. Seirim have a weight. Elo shein kveidim kol kach kmoichit. And that, but it has a weight, so that, with the weight that it has, and it has a nafach, so that's what Abaye said, nafach, with such a weight, it's a lesser weight, but nafach, with such a weight that Seirim has, is equivalent to ketikla, nafach ketikla. So memele, if you'll be mice of three kabim, so that's the stagzach. Aval Hitliya. But what is if you have Soirim which weigh less than normal Soirim? K'may Subim Einaitz. I said, this is like your feathers. You'll have a volume without any weight. That Abaye never said that Nafach Ketikla. That means if he made up, he's going to carry Balzal, and then there's X amount of weight for Balzal, and he'll have filled up with feathers. So you say Nafach, you'll say Nafach Ketikla. It's not like that. Ubahoin Svorish and Namish and Yifurshlem Kemasoi. Then Abaye Nami Maida, because Abaye is also Maida. Abaye only said it by Soirim that have a Mishkol, but the Mishkol is not as much as Chitim, that he said about Kaponim, Nafach Ketikla. Rabbi Nami Maida said, Lafiza Tzorich Lechalik. So now, the Maram Herakashe, will just say over his kashe, we'll say a Teres Fantasis Rabbeinu Peretz, we'll make it a little easier. So if we say that you need a Mishkal also, the Mishnah says he hired it to carry through and he carried Tevin. So it's also, we say, Nafach Kemasui. So the Maram understood, Tevin means straw. Straw is very light. It doesn't have a kaved up to it. And here it says, the land nesha hanafach kemasui. So, nesha nifuach koshe kemasui. But so, Tevin nami yesh le mishkel ptas v'doichet. He got stuck. You have to say, Tevin also has a weight. Fine. So we mentioned yesterday, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says also like Tosfos, but Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, the Masnissen Ayri Tvue B'moit Shelo, Tevin does not mean Tevin. It means Tvue B'moit Shelo. So it means Tvue means hold Tvue. You only have the kernels of the Tvue. And Tvue B'moit Shelo means that you have, besides the kernels, you have the husks also. She'ein kol kach hevdol. There is not such a big hevdol in weight between the tvur b'moit shelo and tvur. So mamele, on that small amount, I say, nafach koshe kemas. Fine. Okay. So this is the shitas agoinim, and this is fine. Now, but Rashi did not like this. Venerally, so what's that in the Gemara? Venerally, Sarashi says, Shemasa hachamoyer lesser, the masa of a chamoyer is lesser, umedidosom tfufois, tfufois. That means when you have a mide, a mide is a keli, and the mide could be, you could have this mide in three yoifanim. It could be mechukais, tfufais, ugdushais. That means, a mide mechuka means that it's a level mide. It's mamish level. You leveled it off. Gdushais means, it has a goydish, that means it goes over the mide. Tfufais is in between. It's not godush, but it's not mochuk. So tfufois is a little more than mochuk, and a little less than godush. So when you're filling up a mide, you can fill up a mide in three yafanim, mochukais, tfufois, godushais. Fine. Zoktrash. Venirali, shemasach hamoyer lesach. That's what we have in our sugya, that a chamur, the maximum shear that a chamur can carry is a lesser. Umedidoson tfufois tes vov soin. Veloim bechukais. That is the shear. Umuki lo abaye. So Abaye said, this baraisa that said that you're chayev by a chamoyer when there's tes zayin soin, or muki lo abaye v'tes zayin mechukais, that you have 16 so that are level. Shahamechak pochais gimel kabin. That means like this. 16, if you have 16 so tfufais, and you have 16 so mechukais. So the 16 so mechukais are 3 kabin less than 16 so tfufais. So that means in 16 so mechukais, you have 15 and a half so tfufais. That's what you have. So that is the shear of a lesser and 3 kabin, the 6 kabin in a so. So Mamela, that's what Abaye said. That what it said, 16. It's speaking about yet 16 so of mechukais level so, which is equivalent to 15 so and 3 kabin of tufais. So Mamela, so that's the shear. 15 so and then 3 kabin. So that's all what Abaye said. It's the Braise speaking about 16 so mechukais. Shemachak pochois gimel kabim. So if you have 16 so mechukais level, so that is 3 kabim less than 16 so tfufais. Ve'ein kan elo toisvis nafav sholish kabim. Al lesser tufois. So there's only 6 in the Vashashadir Sal. Al lesser tufois. Tufois le mochuk le godish mechukesh rishash level. So Mamela, Bekitza, this is Harashil and Shan the Gemara Steret. So Bekitza, Abaye just said that what it says 16 saw, it really means 15 saw and 3 kab. That's what it means. It's 16 because it's speaking about mechukesh. Tanu Rabbono. Till now we were learning in our Mishnah the shiurim of overloading a chamoyer. Now we're going to speak about overloading other people or ships. We'll see in a minute. Kav lekatev. Zot Rashi. Kav lekatev. Kav avitoisves laodom hanaisei bekatav, a person who's carrying on his shoulder, v'chayev hamoisev bikil kuloi. That means that if the person, I hired someone to carry, and so we'll see, and he was moisev, a kav on the maximum weight, and the person became this kalkul, so he's chayev. V'chayev ha-moisev v'kilkul. Zot Rashi. Now, let's figure this out. Mikan atolome, shemasa odom beinani, a person, a normal person can carry, shloishim kav. He can carry 30 kav. Shehein chomesh soy, which this is 5 so. This nam. So this is, so a person can carry 5 so. And there's 6 kabin in a so, so it's 30 kab. This nam. So how do we figure this out? This nam, taisvis achamir shloisha kabin, shehen chatzi so. We learned that a half a so is a hisofer, and a lesser, which is 15 saw. So a half a saw is 1/30th of the maximum masi. That means if you were masif 1/30th more, that can be mekalko. ומסוי לסך תסבוב סוי, and the מסוי of a חמור is 15 so, and the הישופה to be מקלקול is a half a so, which is 1/30. אלמה, תויספס אחד משלושים במסו, the תויספס is 1/30 of the maximum מסוי. משמעינם, the הישופ אולוב קאב חייר. So Mamela now, it says by a person, that it was Moisef Akab is Chayim. So you see from that a person can carry 30 Kabim, and then say Moisef Akab more, so this is 1/30th over the maximum share. L'kama porich barehu bendas, later the Gemara is going to ask, that why is he chayiv on the person Arehu ben das? A person is a ben das. Yilei motzi beilishad yi'ara. Why are you chayiv? That means the person is carrying it. The person is a ben das. If he feels it's too heavy, he should have taken it off. It says over here that the Baal Hamasu is chayiv. Bisham, you put on a chamer, a chamer is a chamer, so finish, what should chamer do? So the chamer became a skalkel. But a person is a ben das. Rabbi Kivenge, tzeichen zu a tshuvis a rash a levi, I'll just say over what the rash, it's a merdike, the rash a levi asks a kashe. We're going to have this kashe two lines later, the Muslim test this kashe. So he has a hostik teire. Why does Rashi say, Bishloime, the Gemara can ask the Kashin to blood? So Rashi, you're learning now the Gemara, you never Kashin, you never Kashin. So I say, I don't understand how you chayv in the Kilkel Odom, you say, Ben Bas. So Mamela, I didn't learn that. Rashi knew to but later, I didn't learn it yet. So Rashi is lakam on the Gemara. But two lines later, the Gemara is going to ask the Kashin. So Rashi is to tell us that he was going to ask the Kasha. Well, a little further, you'll see yourself the Kasha. That Kasha Freita of Rashi is a Freita of Utsum, but we won't go into the book upon the Kasha is a Muradik in Trasanta Kasha. Why Rashi had to say this? Rashi doesn't say that. For two lines later, you go further, you'll see the Muradik is the Kasha. Fine. Okay, so cool. So the Muradik says like this. Kav Lekatev Adriv La'arev, arev is a small ship. And the adrev is a lesser. So if you're moisev, an adrev to a ship, lesser habitosis lamasi svina ktana. Kul lisvina, svina beinini, the isof is a kul. So that means a svina can carry 30 kul. And in Shloish is Kurim Labunik Doyle, Kuimeri, it's a large ship, so it's Shloish is Kurim. Fine. Zut Rashi, Adrib Larev Lesach, Abetoisvis, Lamasi, Svina Ktana, Kur, Abetoisvis, Lisvina Beinanis. Zut the Gemara Baita. Zut the Gemara, Kabla Kate, If he added on a calf, he can carry 30 calf. He added on one more calf. If he can't carry this, bardasu, he's a bardas. For shadis, let him put it down. If he went and carried it, I'm responsible. So Mamela. Omar Abaye Bishachovtoi La'alta. So I told him, he asked me, how much is this? So I told him, it's a 30 cap. Fine. 31 cap. Okay. He put it on himself, and then all of a sudden he collapsed. It's a finish. So, it worked spontaneously. Bishachovte la'alta, lehispik lafare hamaso meyal kseifa. He didn't have a chance to take it off. So he collapsed with it. So that's it. So you're chayiv for the kilkul. He gave him a masui that made him collapse. He can't say he should have taken it off. He was unable to. Before he was able to lift like a masui. That's one tereza. Rava Oma Afilu Taime Bishaloi Choftoi La'alta. That's been about that he collapsed right away. Lo'itzriche Elo La'agri Yisayre. That what we say, Kav Le'kafav means that you have to pay him extra money. Now there's a moiridik interessanta machloikis in Rava between the Ritve and the Teiris Chaim. So the Ritva says as follows, La'oilam shaloi choftai. He didn't collapse. Va'aniskoi pota. That means there was no nezek, because he didn't collapse. And if there would be a nezek, he should have taken it off. So, we're not speaking about nezek. V'chiktoni kav lekatev. That means he hired him. The rates are, let's say, 30 zuz for 30 kabin. He added another kab, so you have to pay 31 zuz. The bepachais mikan, but what if it would be less than a kab? He'll put on 30 and a half zuz, potter, as I state in Ritva. In Teres Chaim, state, he vehemently disagrees with this, and the Zamerdike Teres Chaim. So the Teres Chaim says like this, L'chayra mashme, im hoisef olof kav shaloi medatoi, tzorech l'hoisef b'schorei, kvi mashe sochoi. Shim sochoi lo seis lamet kabin b'lamet zuzi, tzorech l'hoisef lo zuzecho. That's the chayre poshe pshat. That's like the ritva learned. They need it. The mashme, if that's pshat, the mashme shim hoisef pochas mikav, so that if he added on a half a cup, le boi le meisav le midi machmas ataisvis. Vein svore, the lama ze yatri chas me bepochas mikav chinam yisav. What kind of yesh is this? My rates are, and that's the rates, 30 kav for a katev, it's fine in the 30 zuz. So you made 30 and a half kav. So it goes for free. He doesn't understand it. Vein svore, the lama zei yatrich atmi bepochas mikav chida. Va'oi, the loshen da agra yeseire loy mashmochi. Doesn't mean you have to pay for the extra kav. It says agra yeseire you pay extra schar, that you pay for it. The motzi lemeima lemeisav leagre. If you say like the Ritva, so he says there's another extra kav, you have to pay for it. Lekach nire shimsoche losis lamed kabin belamedzus. V'hoisef olof kav. Toch lemeisiv leagre machmes kav tfei misus. Lekach koma agre yeseire. Mishum de kav ze kosh olof tfei mikav acher. Shedar kelisa. Omer de kateres chayim. He says, a person can carry 30 kav. That's how much he can carry. You added another kav. Good. He's panting. He'll carry it. He wasn't genizik. Fine. But you can't pay him the rates of a zuz for a kav. This kav already is the 31st kav. This year's agra yaseira. That's shut. L'chakom amishum de kav ze kosholov tvei mikav acha shadar kalisa. Avol hoisef olov pochis mikav. But what if he added on less than a kav? Avogav the kosher all of ktsats, it's a little bit more difficult. The kogum is shalom elok vimashir sochoi. The botsu mikav le kopidini shal agri yeseire. So that's, and then you'll pay 30 and a half zuz. And the Ritva says not like that. Fine. So this is Rava's status. Ravashi Oma, Ravashi said, who saw the Chusha who the knocket like? A murdike gemara. Now, what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said like this. The gemara asked Akashim,
The Gemara is the kasha that he's a bardas, he's not a chamer. So you put on 31 kaf, he was genizik. That was the kasha, he was genizik. He was mask himself. He feels that it's too heavy, take it off. So, I mean, my wife, he was genizik, why should I pay? He's a bardas. The Rabashi, who saw who showed the nugget by name? He told them there's 30 kaf. Puts on the 30 kaf, starts walking, starts panting. What's pshat? So he wasn't toiled that it's more than 30, it's 30 kaf. So he didn't sleep so much last night. It's mistame. That, but it feels more difficult. It's not that it weighs more. So he attributed that what he's panting is not he should take it off. I mean, it's 30 cops on the stomach, whatever it is. He's not in shape, whatever it is. So he attributed that because of himself. And Lamaise, he was genetic. So that's why the Baal HaMasa has to pay. You asked the Kashta that the Baal HaMasa should be potter, but since he's a Baal Das, why didn't he take it off? I'm not a Masik. So he said, no. He didn't take it off because he was under the impression that it's not the Masa, it's him. So that's why he didn't take it off. And Lamaisi was Gnis. That's Rav Ashi started. There's a Mordeke Ramban on this Ravashi. Fret the Ramban. V'chi shoymer hu al gufoy she yishalem loy. Fret the Ramban akasha. I gave him 31 kafin. Now, I gave him 31 kafin. The mice, he carried it. He thought that it's 30 kafin hu she yisera noket loy. It wasn't like that. It was, and he was genizik, fine. So, like the Rabban, I'm a shoyim on him, I have to pay him. Vim noima, sheniske hodem, sheniske, so al shoyim, he's not a shoyim. I'm a shoyim on him. He was mazik himself. Vim noima, sheniske hodem, heim, teimu, teloy mikoyche yoselei nezik, vafilu hi tinoi hu, so the Rabban is a Mordeke Kasha. The Nezik did not come through me. That means I feel I put it on him. That he was getting, if he collapsed right away, so put it on him and he collapsed a minute. So then it could be that's called, Odom HaMazik. But if he didn't collapse, he carried it a mile and then he collapsed. So what was Mazik him? I wasn't Mazik him. So if I'd ever been shomer on him, so I'm a chuyver, you're a shomer, you didn't, so be shlomer, if I hire a chamer, so I'm a shomer on the chamer. So you're a chuyver to pay. But over here, I'm not a shomer, he's a bardas, he didn't take it off, so finished. He was mazik himself. It's not odom mazik, I'm not a shomer. So why am I chayev to pay if he got genizik when he carried it for a mile? And the Rambam lies by its Ochim. So this will say two terutzim on this kasha, on the Ramban's kasha. The Ritva says a teretz. The Ritva says like this, and the Tzoy says pshat and Ritva. The Ritva says he told them it was a kav. He told them it was 30 kav. That's what he told them, and he relied on it. Because he relied on him, that's why he carried it. That means he's going and panting along. Why is he doing this? Because he told him it's 30 cops, so it must be me, not us. That's why he's carrying it. So he tells Su Agamore that Mare Dinner Le Shulchani, what if I show a Shulchani a dinner, someone gave me a dinner, and I saw this Shulchani, I asked him, is this a good dinner? The Shulchani said, it's a good dinner. It's not a good dinner. He accepted the dinner because he was saying on the shulchani. Later we find out it's a apostle dinner. So the shulchani is chayiv to pay me dina degami. That means since you were soymach on the Shulchani and you accepted this dinner because the Shulchani said that it's a good dinner, so the Shulchani is chayiv al tzkami. So here's also the same thing. He's carrying it because you told him it's loishim kav. So you are going that he should be mazik himself. Yeah, he was mazik himself, Taka. That's right. Yeah, I mean, he's carrying it, he's mazik himself. But you are going him, you are misavav, he should be mazik himself. So memela si yechayv al tzkami. That's how the Ritva says pshat. That's what it says is pshat in Ritva. And there is a meyach says pshat, he's chayv al tzmumen hamazik. That means it's Abnei B'Sei. That means my moman is mazik him. I put my moman on him. That's weighing down on him. My moman is mazik him. So I'm chay about moman a mazik. Yeah. Zuch the Gemara weiter. Kul l'sfine. Shloishe kurim l'burni. Gedoyle. Omar ha-popish mamino stam sfinois bas Klossing kulim. Then a stam svina, if you say a kul, is an overweight, so it means 1/30th of the maximum weight a svina can carry. Davkamina lamekechememka. Zot rashi. Bas klossing kulim. Trichen shetehei gdoila. A stam svina has to have the size, utahei bakach elechas apnei amayim, that it should be able to carry 30 kulim. The Tosfos echad milamato, the Tosfos is 1/30th more. Midutani kula svina, shvamino svina bashloish. Moch gassina omar ha-popa. Omar ha-popa. Omar ha-popa shvamino svina bashloish. And who's a trashe? Omar ha-popa shvamino stam svina. My nafkina lamekech ha-memka. If you sell a svin, it has to have this content. Stam svin, just as he toisves, stam svin, abast los in kulim. Mashme, the toisves, echot, mishloishim. That is a standard shear. That a toisves, that is mazik, is 1/30th of the maximum amount they can carry. Vimkain. Viditone, so, legomo. It said, we heard in the Mishnah that a saw legomel mashme the masa gomel cool that there's 30 saw in a cool. So memele, so I say a gomel can carry a cool, and that's why saw legomel. Because l'ribo, so he brings down the bepek mishach shech omar avir miyemitifti the di chosa the yahu taye. I saw an Arab, the oichla kula, he gave his gomel a kul to eat. And he put a kul on top of it. And it seems this was a machinic gomel. It ate a kul, and he put a kul on top of it. Mashme, the shah gmalim, ain't toinim kokach. Elahi, shahoye mishuni, he saw a tayyat, and he put a kul on top of it. No, you're learning right from the Gemara. The Atene Kure Lemizoynes Oisei Aderech Lebat Shahamasri. He put on that gomel a kur of food. Besides the masri, he put it on. That means this was a gomel that ate a lot. He gave it to eat a kur. And he put on a kul that on the way for the journey he should have a kul, besides the masui. So it's carrying much more than a kul. It's carrying much more than a kul. That was a machine of the kagomu. The chaynire, the ain svore sheyuchal lahachil legoma afile deyavisa kadey masui bepamachas. That means I don't think that you can give a gomu to eat as much as it can carry. So if you'll say it carried too cool, so then we'll say he gave it a cool tea. So that's according to Rashi, because it was carrying a cool for its mezoinus on the way, and it carried another cool to carry. So then he gave it a cool tea. But if they could only carry a kul, so it's not mistava that a gomel's stomach can contain as much as it can carry. It's zicha not mistava. So if it ate a kul, it can only carry a kul, so zicha not mistava. So kolcha can carry more than a kul. He gave it a kul teeth.